The year 2007 is nearing its end. When I look back on the past year, I do so with mixed feelings. In Maine, we've seen great accomplishments and we've met great challenges. We've laid the foundation for great opportunities and we've made difficult choices that will strengthen the state in the coming year. We've invested in our roads and bridges, our community college and universities, and our environment. We've continued our commitment to K-12 education, spending unprecedented state resources, almost $1 billion a year, to make sure that students receive a quality education. And we've completed significant conservation projects that will ensure that Maine's North Woods are preserved and will remain open for traditional uses, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and snowmobiling. We've celebrated together our beloved Red Sox winning the World Series and our New England Patriots standing on the threshold of legend. We've seen the legislature work together in a bipartisan way to protect Mainers from unscrupulous lenders, to invest in the innovations and technologies that will drive our state's economy forward, and to make the most significant reform in K-12 education in 50 years. These are all things that we should be proud of and should celebrate. But we've also endured tragedy and loss. We remain a nation at war, with young men and women pulled from their families' loving embrace to fight in far-off places where the outcomes remain uncertain. Our economy is suffering under the weight of bad decisions by national policymakers, a weakened housing market, and record-high energy prices. Too many families facing cold nights, empty cupboards, and debt they cannot manage. Around the country, states have watched as revenues have dropped, just as people are in the greatest need. Maine has not been immune. In November, we learned that Maine's revenues would not meet its expectations, and we'd have to address a $95 million downturn for fiscal years 2008 and 2009. Families and businesses all around Maine are struggling. They're being forced to make tough decisions, to set priorities, and adjust to new realities. State government must do the same thing. I've ordered spending reductions of $38 million for the current fiscal year, which began in July. This decision brings me no pleasure. Many of the reductions will be unpopular, but it's my constitutional duty to make sure that state budget is balanced. We're doing what is necessary right now. Every part of state government was called upon to make recommendations on how to reduce spending while maintaining their core missions. The process was deliberative and exhaustive. The cuts we're making will not be easy, but we're moving forward in a way that makes sure that we can protect our most vulnerable citizens while also upholding my obligation under the Constitution to balance the state budget. In January, I will submit a supplemental budget to the legislature that will follow many of the reductions I've already put into place by executive order. The supplemental budget will also allow me to adjust some of the curtailments that would be necessary absent legislative action. It's my hope that the legislature will recognize the need for quick action and that together we can pass a strong, bipartisan supplemental budget. This time of the year, we often see images of Father Time, stooped with age, bearded and wary, handing off his duties to Baby New Year. For the old man, his work is done. For the baby, it's just beginning. For most of us, the new year is neither a beginning nor an end. It's a continuation, a time to take stock in where we've been and where we want to go. As Ellen Goodman has said, quote, "We spend January 1st walking through our lives, room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched." Maybe this year, to balance the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but for potential, end quote. And when I look around the rooms that make up Maine, I'm inspired by the ingenuity of our people, their entrepreneurial spirit. I know that our state's potential far outweighs any of its challenges, if we're prepared to make necessary changes. I believe we're at a turning point where we can reimagine what government looks like and how it functions. The work has begun, and it's my resolution that it will continue in 2008. Thank you for listening, and have a happy new year.